Brothers and sisters, today's topic of Treasures for the Soul is New Jerusalem is a Real City, Part 5. We can compare and contrast the books of Genesis and Revelation. It's so precious that for our ancestors, God prepared the Garden of Eden. In the garden, there was a tree of life and all kinds of plants and animals. All of these were real. And for us, God has prepared the New Jerusalem. Revelation chapter 2 verse 17 mentions a white stone and a new name, showing His personal love to each one of us. What God has prepared for us is more beautiful and amazing than the Garden of Eden.
The beginning chapters of Genesis can be compared and contrasted with the last few chapters of Revelation. What is written in chapters 1 and 2 of Genesis is real. For example, Genesis chapter 2 mentions about the tree of life. The gold, the pearls, and the rivers in the Garden of Eden were real, though man had lost them. But thanks to the Lord that He went through the flaming sword and brought us to His house, the Father's house, the household of God, which is much better than the Garden of Eden. He will bring us into the new home, prepared by Himself, the true beloved of manifold love for His bride. This home must be real. For the first Adam and his wife, God restored the earth. Day by day, He prepared for them. God saw that it was good. The Garden of Eden was real. So were the gold and the pearls. How much gold and pearls were there? Now think about this. God's throne is made of precious stones. The street of the city is pure gold, like transparent glass. Compared with the Garden of Eden, the home that the Lord has prepared for us is far more beautiful. He also prepares a dwelling place for each one of us. The city already exists, but is not fully prepared yet. Although it is not written in the Bible, I think the Lord will have a unique design for each one of us. Just like how each snowflake is unique, each one of us will have a different glory. I believe He will design a very distinct dwelling place for each of us. He knows our love experience with Him. He knows our taste and what we like. He has His personal love for each one of us. We will be so touched when we see how He personally designed for us our very own dwelling place. He went to prepare the place for us. The city already exists because the Bible writes, He has prepared for them a city. The Lord said there are many dwelling places. He specifically mentioned about the dwelling places. If it were not so, He would have told us. What He has prepared is mostly related to the dwelling places for you and me. I believe this is the Lord's personal expression. The Lord will have many, many personal expressions for each one of us in heaven, such as a white stone with a new name. This personal love is infinitely personal and is forever true. He first loved me and died for me. He also lives for me forever, and He has prepared for me a dwelling place. I believe when we return home, we will have a new and fresh understanding of His love. We will have a deeper understanding of His personal love for us. We will also understand better how precious we are in His heart, and the preciousness of our history of love with Him. Brothers and sisters, what the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit prepare for us have not been imagined nor heard of in our life. I'm so touched. He is infinite, yet He has such a stunning preparation for our life and eternity. The Father prepared a body for His Son. On the Mount of the Lord, it shall be provided. He prepared His Son to be the Lamb of God, so that we can stay with Him in the most beautiful place that He has prepared for us. This is the eternal resting place of God with us, because it will be filled with love. Our Father is such a Father. He prepared a body for His Son and prepared for us the Lamb of God. Throughout our life, He prepares many feasts before our enemies. He can prepare feasts in the wilderness. The Lord has prepared for us a dwelling place. I believe you will treasure greatly if your close friends remodel your house for you. Even if the workmanship might not be as good as the professionals, you will still treasure it. The eternal Lord, our beloved, has personally prepared the place for us. He is the architect and builder of this city. The Lord especially prepares the dwelling place for you and me. We should worship, give thanks, and respond to Him.